Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Well, this is Ken Carpenter, gang, huddling over the international microphone as Hollywood puts another all-star team on the field to answer your letters to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA, also in California. It seems tonight that a few divisions of you New Yorkers have established a beachhead on Command Performance and are bent on capturing the nightlife of the Empire City. Speaking of New York, all of you know that girl out there in the harbor who carries the torch of liberty, and all of you know the girl who is carrying the torch for you on our Manhattan merry-go-round tonight. So grab a bucket and let's go paint New York a bright red with Claudette Colbert.
Thank you, Ken, and hello there, fellas.
Well, Claudette, you have your hands full showing the EFL of New York. I hear that town's even bigger than Split Lip, Nevada.
That's my problem, Ken. New York's so immense and so many attractions that, well, in order not to miss anything, I've got to have a dyed-in-the-wool New Yorker to escort me around. A man with culture and old-world charm. And above all, a man I can be fond of in a strictly maternal way.
Come in, Mother!
It's Jimmy Durante! I'm glad to see you, Jimmy, but are you sure you know New York?
Do I? I was the first guy to walk my dog past the tree that grows in Brooklyn.
I see. Well, I don't think you're the ideal man to act as my escort.
And upon what, pray tell, do you base your allegations?
Jimmy, did you ever fondle a crêpe Suzette?
Miss Colbert, my love life is my own.
Okay, Jimmy, you're engaged. And let's get going, because a lot of APOs and FPOs are waiting for the lowdown on the swing situation. Namely, George and Tom at 520. Monsoon Temple at 689. Bill, Mac, Bissell, and Zero the Sultan in the House of Passion at 709. Taney's Rangers at 650. And Times Square's own Sergeants Braganzi, Messick, and Guido Rappel.
Well, here we are, 3rd Avenue. 2nd Avenue. 1st Avenue. What do you know, we're in the East River.
Jimmy, we can't go any further this way. Let's go back to Broadway.
Ah, Broadway, what a street. The first time I was here, they asked me to leave. The second time I was here, they asked me to leave. But the third time, sensing what was coming, I refused to stay. I was walking down Broadway the other day. I was whistling Janina Mia. A fellow who was coming in the opposite direction, he bumped right into me. Now, I didn't say nothing. I started to keep on going. Now, don't you think he turned around and said, well, don't you look where you're going? Now, I should have gasped, says it wasn't my fault. Then he pushed me off the sidewalk onto the asphalt. So I up to him, and he up to me. Say, then I up to him. And I said it was his fault. He said it was my fault. I said it was his fault. He said, if you don't like it, I'll punch you right in the nose. Did I burn up? So I up to him again, and he up to me again. Then I don't say nothing. I just keep the attitude, see? Then I said, like Washington across the Delaware, that's how I need you. And he said, noses are red, violets are blue, horse's neck, do you? A canary. A will-o'-the-wisp. So I up to him, and he up to me. So I goes my way, and he goes my way. Well, exhausted fatigue, I stopped at Leggett for a yeast cake. When I feels a tap on my shoulder, the first saying, have one on me, partner. Thinking it was the same chump, I whirls around as quick as a flash I ever saw him. When I finds myself face to face with a Westerner, a tough old brave. So I stopped up and to him and I says, pardon me, stranger. A stone got in my shoe. You needn't start cussing. I haven't done anything to you. Recognizing the drawl in my voice, he asked me where I hails from. And when I said Barzee Ranch, Phoenix, Tombstone, Arizona, he hit me with his leather boot, knocked me down black as my eye, and said, okay. I just wanted to see if you could take it. So I ups to him, and he ups to me. So I ups to the Westerner. I ups to the Westerner. I says, we don't have to fight. He said, I demand an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And he says, my tooth must have gold in it. So I left him to his own resources. Now the scene changes. 3 years has elapsed. I've grown a perfect toupee and I've dropped it. I'm laying on the beach at Waikiki, just a millionaire on the loose, when I feel someone tick me on the schnoz and a voice singing a La Carouche. It was, I remember you. I remember you. Why, you're the fella with the big smeller. I remember. Who comes back to torment me after 3 years? The canary.
The will-o'-wisp.
So I ups to him, and he ups to me. So I goes my way, and he goes the way of all the way. Thank you. Now, let's take a walk down Broadway, and I'll show you the sight.
Why, hello there, Jimmy.
That's Gertrude Lawrence, all dressed up in a mink coat. And look who's coming now.
How do you do, Mr. Durante?
That was Helen Hayes, all dressed up in her sable coat. Gypsy Rose Lee.
You know, Jimmy, I'm enjoying this tour of New York. Such interesting characters.
Quite. They're so droll. You notice I... That's the way they spelt it. You notice I sometimes lapse into the vernacular.
Yeah, and sometimes the vernacular lapses right back at you. Look, Jimmy. Oh, say, who is this bedraggled-looking individual coming toward us?
Oh, just the panhandler.
I beg your pardon. Could you spare a nickel for a cup of coffee?
On your way, bum.
Now, just a minute, just a minute. I am Ronald Coleman.
You, Ronald Coleman?
Yes.
The real Ronald Coleman?
Yes.
On your way, bum.
If I appeal to you, Miss Colbert, you must remember me. I'm Ronald Coleman.
Well, you look like Ronald Coleman, but you don't talk like him. He has an English accent.
Yeah, like mine.
You pass yourself off as an Englishman?
Why, of course. I'm English through and through.
Really, Jimmy?
To be sure. Why, from my head to my toe, I'm solid crumpet.
Listen, I am Ronald Coleman.
How can you be Ronald Coleman? He's a big Hollywood star. He's wealthy and famous. He don't go around putting a bite on people for nickels.
I know it sounds ridiculous, but I've been wandering aimlessly around the streets for days, not knowing how I got here or where I came from or what happened to my belongings. All I know is that I'm Ronald Coleman and I'm a victim of amnesia.
Amnesia? I get the same thing. But it goes away when I take bicarbonate.
You don't know what amnesia is. To be suddenly isolated from all past experience. To walk in oblivion, helpless, drifting, without a friend in the world.
This guy must be Umbriago.
Well, it sounds very convincing, Jimmy, but I'm sure this man isn't what he claims.
Of course not. He's just an imposter.
We're wasting time, Jimmy. Give the man some money and let's go.
Okay, chum. Here's your nickel.
Oh, monsieur, merci, merci.
How do you like that? The guy doesn't even thank you.
Come on, Jimmy. Let's go down to the next corner. There's a big crowd there.
A crowd? I wonder what's the matter.
I don't know. Maybe somebody's opening a box of Kleenex.
Gather round, folks. Come closer, closer. It's free, absolutely free. We're giving it away for a song.
What are you giving away for a song?
A song. Just listen.
Yes, sir, gentlemen of the AEF, step right up.
This girl talks Brooklyn with a Texas accent. Why, naturally, it's Dale Evans.
you, thank you. As I was saying, gentlemen, in the crowd tonight, I can see a gang from 980. Stan, Pee-wee, Tony, Mother, and Horizontal. And more from 980. Red, Nip, Duck, and Bulldog. And there's 922 with John Myers, Herbert Barbro, and believe it or not, Corporal Harry James, the bugler. Say, who's that in the crowd from 938? Sure, it's Gambling Gabby, Bobo, Patsy, Foxy, and Stinky Steinmeier. Hi, Stinky! And there's a 520 gang, Corporal Hood and the self-styled Egghead. Love those boys. Love those boys. And speaking of love, let's speak of it.
On command performance. What does New York have in store for us now?
We have a command from a guy in the Fort Marine. On account of censorship, I gotta use his initials. PFC Paul K.
What does Paul want?
He wants us to go to Jack Dempsey's Beer Parlor and meet Alan Hale.
Well, let's go. We'll take the subway. Here we are.
When the Interborough says rapid transit, they're not kidding. Call for Alan Hale. Call for Alan Hale.
Claudette. Hello, Jimmy.
What are you doing here in Dempsey's Beer Parlor, Alan?
Well, Claudette, it seems that I got all the crazy requests on command performance. The last time I was here, I answered a command just to laugh.
To laugh?
That's all. Just laugh.
Find a copy of Academy Award, huh?
What is it this time, Alan?
Well, this Paul K. with the Fort Marine says, I'd like to hear Alan Hale drinking a large mug of Eastern draft beer and munching a mess of pretzels.
Some guys get all the glory.
Mm.
Go ahead, Mr. Hale. There's the bartender.
Throw in there, bartender. Ah, thanks. You're a little nervous, I think. Wait a minute now. Well, here's the Paul and the Fort Marines. Here it goes. There's Sue.
That's it, Paul. Alan Hale drinking beer and munching pretzels. Thank you.
On the contrary, Paul, thank you.
Jimmy, now that we've seen New York through a beer mug, how about the champagne side? I'd like to visit an exclusive nightclub.
Your wish is my command. Come with me, and I'll take you to a place where we can rub noses with the elite.
Well, you've certainly got the edge on me there.
I'll give anyone $5 if you show me that line in the script.
Jimmy, listen. Are you sure you know the people in the social register well enough so we can get into this club?
Why, of course. There ain't a tea party given on Park Avenue that I'm not invited to slosh the little bag around.
Well, gosh, I never realized you were such a bon vivant.
There you go, pulling that Spanish on me again. I'll have you know that whenever I meet a beautiful debutante on the street, I invariably doff my chapeau.
Doff your chapeau?
Blow my top. You know, in fact, hobnocking with society dogger drills. Might as well give me them words. In fact, hobnobbing with society dockages is my 40. I always carry a dry rag to wipe their laryngeals. I finally got that one.
Really, Jim?
Indubitably. You see, I happen to be a member of the 399.
The 399? You mean the 400?
We had to ostracize Alfred Vanderbilt. Caught the bound of cheating at badminton.
Cheating at badminton?
Loaded feathers in his shuttlecock. Well, we're almost there, Claudie.
Where?
At the Rue Marchand La Rubin. You have to eat a piece of lemon to say that.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, here he is again, the guy who thinks he's Ronald Coleman.
Yeah, I know it's an imposition, but could you spare a nickel for a cup of coffee?
This is the thirstiest bum I ever saw.
Look, we just gave you a nickel for a cup of coffee. Now you want another nickel for another cup of coffee.
Yeah, I'm expecting company for dinner.
Greer Garson, perchance? Listen, Bud, you're a good kid and all that, but why don't you lay off that Ronald Coleman stuff?
Oh, I tell you, I am Ronald Coleman. Oh, the irony of it. Here I am, an actor called a bum by a bum who calls himself an actor.
But now, you see, if we were only sure you were Ronald Coleman, if you could only give us some proof.
Ah, that's the tragic situation I find myself in. I have nothing to identify myself, nothing. If I were Charles Lawton, for example, I could recite, Mr. Tristan, I'll see you hanging from the highest yardarm in the British Navy. And if I were Edward G. Robinson, I could say, now look, you mugs, I'm the boss, see? And anything I say goes, see? Don't forget that, see? That's all, see? Well, and even Lassie has a trademark. But what has Ronald Coleman got to prove who he is? There's a pair of initials on his shirt.
Oh, Jimmy, we've made a great mistake. This must be Mr. Coleman. No bum would have initials on his shirt.
I don't know about that. I got initials on all my haberdashery. Not to mention the lace on my undies. Mr. Coleman, my apologies.
Mr. Durante accepted.
Touché.
Would you care to join us? Jimmy and I were just about to go into this nightclub.
Oh, you mean the Rue Maison de la Ruban Bleu Dieu?
I like it better my way.
All right, well, let's go in.
Say, garçon, can we have a table for three?
Betty Hutton, one of the great command performance favorites, is about to entertain. Here she comes. sure glad to have the armed forces here at my New York command performance shindig. I'm going to sing especially for Dogface Dave, Beacon Buck, Killer Cornax, and Eager Beavers at 942. Also, 827 and Schultz, Shoo Shoo Baby, and Glamour Pants. Tech 5 Bostic and that 650 Fighter Wing. Vasco and the gang at 398. And the Navy 230 boys named Archie, Homesick Harder, Mama Hearst, Grub, Gramps, Pop, and Sunshine. Love to all of you over there, and I feel kind of sentimental tonight, so I hope you don't mind if I sing a little lullaby for you.
I must sit down for a minute. I'm ready to fall in a heap. Willie's been fed, and I've tucked him in bed. Thank goodness the darling's asleep. He's a wonderful boy, and a joy, and a boon. Ah, gee, you should have seen him this afternoon.
Bang! Went the fridge slap, down went the table crash, went the china tray. But he said, I couldn't help it. My left porch ran away. Rip, rip, went the curtain, wham, went the window, brush, went the new buffet. And I heard him tell his daddy, my left porch ran away. Somehow, Indians got to our front room. Our cowboy, rubber's gonna win. Boom, 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 boom. Bang! Went the green dog, met, went the mirror. Looks like I'll soon be gray.
But he smiled, and what's the difference? And maybe some other's day.
I'll remember when his rocket off ran away. Got up early this morning for a flimsy negligee. Had to hurry to fix the breakfast and get Daddy on his way. Figured I could get the paper so the neighbors wouldn't see. So I sneaked out on the porch, but very quietly. Where was the big man and came holler up with the neighbor's day? It was Mother's little darling out on a commando raid.
Came home late from a picture. I was tired, my shoes were tight. Took off my stockings, dropped my girdle. Got undressed and pulled the light. Boy, slipped into my nightgown, then tiptoed across the floor. Better have a look at Junior. So I peeked into his door.
Clang, 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 went a cowbell. We went a whistle. I nearly had a stroke. It was Mother's precious baby, just having his little joke. Always jumping up, breathing up people's sides. There's G-men, coppers and robbers, and hi-ho, Silver! There went the bookcase, food went the food bowl, food went the glass bouquet.
But he smiled, and what's the difference? And maybe some Mother's Day, I'll remember when.
Bang went the lamp, down went the table, crack went the tray, rip, rip, went the curtain, wham, went a window, clang, went a bell, whee, went a whistle, bell, went a fan, bar, went a door, on the Mother's Day.
We've been downtown, uptown, east side, west side. What's left?
What's left? Oh, there's one place you simply must see. The place I hope to settle down. I don't want an ivy-covered cottage or a penthouse where the stars hang overhead. I just want to be where the citizens agree that instead of getting up, they should have stood in bed. I'm gonna hang my hat on a tree that grows in Brooklyn. I'm gonna dip my feet in Gowanus' canal.
How I long for old green planks
and that certain one-armed drink, where a fella ain't ashamed to take his gal.
Wait, watch your top coat. I'm gonna hang my hat on a tree that grows in Flippers. I wanna be there when that canarsie sun goes down. For every doctor gets new clients, each time the Dodgers slay the Giants.
I'm gonna hang my hat in Brooklyn,
where something's always cooking. I'm gonna hang my hat on a tree in Brooklyn Town.
B is for them bums that ever feel.
We'll murder them. R is for the red hot on the street.
Jimmy, when you say red hot, you mean Frank?
No, when I say red hot, I mean dames.
O is for the ocean at Far Rockaway. And O is for the oysters that you eat.
Stop the music, stop the music. Oysters are spelled with an E.
No, it is spelled with an O, like in Boyd.
I stand corrected.
K and L mean absolutely nothing. Y and M keep getting in the way.
Put them all together, they spell
Brooklyn.
And now I
offer you a sail. I'm gonna hang my hat on a tree that grows in Brooklyn.
Where Mother Nature slipped Mother Earth a Mickey Finn. Give me Bensonhurst in June. Bright Sunday afternoon. You can feel the rigor mortis stepping in.
It's so romantic. I want to carve my name on a tree that grows in Brooklyn. I want to be there when the Bay Ridge sun goes down.
Where parents name their children Roscoe.
Because it rhymes with Kosciuszko.
I'm gonna hang my hat in Brooklyn, where the guys are all good Brooklyn. I'm gonna hang my hat on a tree in Brooklyn Town,
and make the San Fernando Valley my
tornado's about over. The damage, incidentally, was rather heavy tonight, including one broken beer mug belonging to Alan Hales and almost the complete wreck of a great dramatic talent belonging to Ronald Coleman. This is Claudette Colbert picking up what little remains of our gallant staff, thanking you again for your letters to Command Performance and wishing you the best of the best from the USA.
The Armed Forces Radio Service.